homelessness is on the rise. The amount of people sleeping rough in the UK has gone up 30% in a year. Almost 4,000 people sleep on the streets on any one night, official figures show. Double the amount counted in 2010. Homelessness has increased at an unprecedented rate, and charities have warned that the impact of welfare cuts and a chronic housing shortage are now taking their toll on the country's most vulnerable. It's hard to disagree that there's often a stigma and a stereotype surrounding homelessness. But I recently went to meet one man, John, a rough sleeper who definitely isn't a stereotype. He's homeless by choice. I'm just heading to meet John now. We've arranged to meet at his bench. Morning, John.
Oh, hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, actually. Yeah, it's not too bad this morning.
Bit chilly, though, isn't it?
Well, it's always chilly in the morning, but it's getting a bit warmer slowly.
That's true. Right, first things first, should we get a cup of tea?
Oh, a cup of tea would be really nice. Can I have lots of sugar in mine, please?
Yeah, sure. How many sugars is lots?
Oh, I'd have about five, please.
Okay, no worries. Good morning. Can I have two teas, please?
Sure, that's 360, love.
John lives at the seaside on one of the South Coast beaches, where he has done so for 30 years. 20 of those years he has actually slept by the beach on a sheltered bench. Do you think there is a homeless problem down here, or...?
Well, I do see other people who are sleeping out rough. Sometimes I talk to them, sometimes they seem to be maybe drunk or something like that. I don't drink myself.
So would you say that, well, first of all, are you homeless then, or are you, and if you are, would you say you're homeless by choice, or have you got somewhere to go if you wanted to?
Well, most of the time I'm sleeping out. It's easier to live this way. It's difficult sometimes when it gets very, very cold. I don't see myself as homeless, actually.
What does your day look like?
Well, I just wake up, or about 6 o'clock really, or as soon as it gets light. Somebody might bring me some breakfast to eat, or later on I go for dinner at the local place, the snack bar, and have something to eat.
And does the breakfast include hash browns? That's the question.
Well, hash browns, yeah, it's hash browns, it's toast and bacon and sausage. I'm very fortunate, really. I just chat to people as well. I chat to people who come down and walk their dog. I chat to joggers.
Do you work now, or what were you doing before?
Well, I was in construction and in sales. I was quite high up in that. I didn't really want to carry on with it. So although that was all I ever knew for work, I just left construction. I left the sales side of it as well. And I didn't really go, I've never been back to it. So day by day, I just pleased myself.
So was that a conscious choice? You wanted to step away from the rat race, the 9 to 5? You know, what made that decision to stop living like a, I don't want to say normal, but your life is quite unconventional?
Well, I got a little bit ill for a while, and then I decided that I wanted to take this choice. Sometimes it's quite hard because it's cold. It's very cold out here in the winter. But that's the life I want, really, and I don't want to go back to my old job. I'm 58 years of age now, and I couldn't really go back to it.
Do you have any family?
Well, no. I'm all right, really. Yeah, I'm all right. You know, it's that's how it goes, you know, life. And no, I haven't. I'm fine. You know, I mean, the people have, you know, kids, and they go and do other things, and one has an advantage and one doesn't.
Speaking to people who know John, I have been told he has two children and had previously been married. I had hoped that he would talk to me about this, but for whatever reason, he decided not to. How do you sustain a life like that financially? And obviously now you've been out here for 20 years, like health, you know, about healthcare and stuff. Can you still go to the doctors, and, you know, how does it work day by day?
Well, I can still go to the doctors, and I'm quite lucky, really. I don't have a lot of major health issues. I don't take any money off the government, and I just get by. People give me food, and so I never really go short. I don't have any responsibilities now.
And do you think there's enough support from the government for people who choose to live how you do? You're not addicted to drugs, you're not drinking alcohol, you've chosen this life. I mean, firstly, why have you chosen this life then? And do you think there's support? Is there the support there when and if you need it?
Well, it's just easier for me to live this way. I don't really bother going to the council. I don't bother them, and normally they don't bother me. They have sent a few people down to talk to me and try and get me a place, but it's easier for me to live like this. I don't have to sign anything. I don't have to pay for anything. So it's just easier for me all round. I don't have to work, so I don't work anymore. It's easier to live this way.
When are the hard times? What challenges do you face?
Well, the best days are, like I was saying to you, the best days are the sunny days. I do like chatting to people. I like people to be friendly to me. I don't like people who, when they just ignore me completely. People see me, but they sort of look right through me. Obviously, in the very cold weather, it's really difficult. Like a few years ago, we had very, very cold weather.
So for the future, do you see yourself being here in another 5 years' time, or what is your...
I don't know, really. I mean, I just take one day as it comes. I don't actually think too much about the future. Mm. Nobody knows how long they're going to be around, and I just live one day at a time.
So, as I said goodbye to John and I wandered off along the seafront, a chill in the air, but a bright and hopeful sun on my face, I thought, maybe there's something in it, the simple life. John was so warm and friendly, but I couldn't help but think there were many more layers to get to the deep truths of him and his story, the real turn of events that led him to live how he lives today. Some things were clearly off limits. I guess we all have a past, parts we choose to shut off and parts we choose to remember. But for John, the present seems to be the focus, and really, is that such a bad way to live?